African Voice News, the Global Link.
ZPPA to investigate abused funds under school feeding program. Government says lifting of SI 76 on night travel necessary for economic activity. And South Sudan toward elections in December as fighting rages on. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has taken interest in how procurement under the school feeding program is being conducted following reports of alleged abuse. This follows recent developments in Mokoshi District, where the Anti-Corruption Commission arrested four individuals over corruption allegations linked to a school feeding program contract valued at more than 1 million kwacha. ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma said although the school feeding program is not strictly mandated to use the electronic government procurement system, all procurement processes under the program must comply with established procedures as outlined in the ZPPA Act. This is an area of interest for ZPPA because the resources being used are public funds, and the authority will monitor how procurement is being conducted and address any irregularities, said Ms. Ngoma. Meanwhile, Ms. Ngoma has expressed satisfaction with a growing number of procuring entities and suppliers utilizing the EGP system for tender advertisements and submissions. She noted that most public entities have embraced the platform, adding that more work still needs to be done to ensure that all public procurement is conducted through the system. Ms. Ngoma further reviewed that ZPPA is in the process of upgrading the EGP system to enhance efficiency and improve customer service delivery. The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has urged government through the Ministry of Education to honor its commitment to employ 10% of persons with disabilities in the upcoming teacher recruitment. This follows the announcement by the Minister of Education, Douglas Hyagalima, that the government has reserved 10% for persons with disabilities in the 2026 teacher recruitment exercise. Speaking to RTV News and the Sakata Day Organization Federal Director, Justin Barkley, expressed concern that on several occasions the Ministry of Education does not meet the allocated percentage despite having a large number of qualified applicants. ZAFOD has observed that at times the ministry does not meet the stated 10% despite having a huge number of persons with disabilities who apply as teachers, said Mr. Barkley. Mr. Barkley stressed that failure by the government to adhere to the allocated percentage will increase the number of persons with disabilities resorting to street begging. He has since emphasized the need for the ministry to stick to the allocated percentage, stating that this will enable them to be independent and self-reliant.
What we have observed is that sometimes you find that the ministry is unable to meet that 10%, despite having huge numbers of persons with disabilities who apply as teachers. Wants to urge government that they should really stick to that and ensure that the correct people are the ones that are employed. Because employing persons with disabilities will never be able to live an independent life and also be able to contribute to national development.
Government has clarified that its decision to revoke and lift the restrictions on night driving for public service vehicles is because it has realized that the framework is not in the most effective way of managing road safety and national productivity. Speaking when he presented a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali said the decision is informed by several key developments in the transport sector which have strengthened the foundation of road safety. Mr. Tayali says these include substantial improvement in road transport infrastructure across the country, which supports safer travel even at night, and increased adoption of modern vehicle safety technologies such as tracking, which enable real-time monitoring driver behavior. These developments provide a more robust, substantial basis for managing long safety risks without relying on restrictive operation limitations, said Mr. Tayali. Mr. Tayali, however, said that the continued enforcement of the night driving ban had unintended economic and operational consequences, such as constraining the efficiency of the transport sector. The minister stated that the lifting of the ban is also aligned with government's agenda of promoting a 24-hour economy, thereby enhancing trade facilitation and positioning Zambia as a competitive land-linked logistic hub. Mr. Tayali, however, said the lifting of night travel ban for public service vehicles is not an abandonment of safety, but a transition to a modern, balanced, and effective approach.
The continued enforcement of the night driving ban has had unintended economic and operational consequences. It has constrained the efficiency of the transport sector, limited operational hours for transporters, increased travel times, and imposed inconvenience on passengers who are often forced into unnecessary overnight stops. Furthermore, the restriction has placed Zambian operators at a disadvantage within the region, particularly in cross-border.
Meanwhile, the Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia has urged government to prioritize investment in safer transport systems following the withdrawal of statutory instrument number 76, which had restricted public service vehicles from operating at night. CRAS President Aaron Kamoti says the success of lifting the restriction will largely depend on the preparedness of the country's transport sector to ensure passenger safety. Mr. Kamoti emphasized the need for government to invest in critical infrastructure, such as efficient street lighting, well-maintained roads, and enhanced traffic law enforcement. He further called for increased deployment of secured personnel at major bus stations to safeguard passengers, especially during night travel. The withdrawal of SI number 76 highlights the need for government to prioritize infrastructure development and strengthen road safety systems before fully implementing such measures, said Mr. Kamoti. He noted that while lifting the statutory instrument has the potential to promote local businesses and stimulate economic activity, the safety of passengers and drivers must remain a top priority. Mr. Kamoti stressed that both commuters and transport operators require adequate protection, adding that any policy shift in the sector must be supported by strong safety and security frameworks.
Making full implementation of extended or night transport operation a risk. The safety of commuters must come first. Poor road conditions, inadequate street lighting, and weak traffic enforcement expose passengers and drivers to accidents and crime, especially at night. The withdrawal of the SI 76 invites the need for government to prioritize infrastructure development and strengthen road safety system before introducing such measures.
In African news, after years of delays, South Sudan is expected to hold elections in December, despite the nation being on the brink of civil war. Experts are warning of a return to full-blown war as government forces under the president fight groups loosely aligned with the vice president. The violence has forced tens of thousands to flee their homes, with aid agencies regularly attacked and struggling to function. A peace deal in 2018 put an end to the last civil war between President Salva Kiir and President Riek Machar. Coming up shortly, 13 killed in second India fireworks blast in 3 days. This and for more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news.